This morning, promise won't take up too much of your guys' time. Well, some of our students were really on fire for Christ. They got to learn and understand the Bible a little bit more. Our speaker, I just can't pronounce his last name, but it's an Italian, something Russian, something mixed with a little bit of Spaniard, and then he's got a little bit of everything. But his name was Dewey. He was a pastor that they had took his license from. So he talked from the perspective of a gentle Jesus. This morning, I want you guys to bow your heads, just close your eyes. And because this was a question that I asked all the students at camp, and we were surprised how many raised their hand. If we closed our eyes right now, how many of us came from a broken home? How many of us did wrongful things? How many of us know that regardless, Jesus still loves us? These questions were asked. You could open your eyes. These questions were asked, and it broke my heart to see the brokenness in our youth group. But the more I seen things and the more the week went on, the brokenness was real. They all had issues. They all had real life problems. And that's one thing Dewey spoke about. He told us the very first day that he was going to teach us the Bible. And he broke it down like this. He said, in the Bible times, there was real people with real events in real places that pointed to a real Jesus. A lot of our students didn't know that. By the end of the week, they understood every concept of it. Our students and us, we've all made poor choices in life. I don't think there's one of us here that has not made a poor choice. Matthew 11, 28-29 says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am a gentle and a humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Jesus is a gentle Jesus. One of my greatest things that I got to experience camp was my wife. For those of you who don't know, my wife had given up on Jesus for a while. She clocked out. And we went through some times. But watching my wife interact with the teens, getting to know the speaker a little bit better, I'm going to rewind a little bit, because I actually told her almost at the beginning that we're here to be counselors, not husband and wife. And so we kind of not hung out together as much, but it gave her the opportunity to renew with Christ. It gave her the opportunity to see things different. Dewey also taught us that the Bible is full of pictures. When he taught us about choices, he broke it down simple. In the Bible times, we had two different places. Let's just pretend I'm painting a picture for you here. This was, we'll give you guys, are the Judea Mountains. Oops, excuse me. and you guys are the coastal plains. And in here in the middle, if I pronounce this right, it's the Chevelle, and that's the lower valley. This is where Jesus was born, right here in the middle. This is where all the battles took place. The people from the coastal plains were the people that opposed God, that made bad, poor choices. The people from the Judea mountains were the people that were there that were serving God, honoring Him. He told us that all the battles took place here for a reason. It took my wife to get broken down into that valley to find Jesus. I seen her there as we were worshiping. I seen her go down to the altar, and I seen all the teens just go straight down there to the altar as well, and they all supported her, hugged her, and cried with her. I knew she was back on the Judea mountains. It was an awesome experience to see my wife do what she did this youth camp. It was an awesome experience to know these kids, to see him grow. If you guys don't know it, as parents, you guys got some awesome kids, and they struggle. But we as adults struggle too. We have a little easier than them. I think they have more things thrown at them at one time. And all we could do is be a gentle Jesus to them. I asked my wife what stood out to her at camp. And she said a quote that the speaker had said. It said, "Jesus is gentle enough to hold us, to cradle us, to love us when no one else will, when no one else thinks we are worth or deserve it. Jesus does because that's how much He loves us." Our teens found out how much Jesus loves them, regardless of the circumstances at home. That is the beauty. I just want to pray with these kids. We're going to serve communion here. It's already. But if you see these students out there, and you know, during here in a little bit, talk to them about camp. Talk to them about their experiences. Talk to them about Jesus, because they're getting it. They're understanding it, and they're leaning closer to God and accepting Him even more. And it's a beautiful thing to watch. Let us close. Father God, Lord, I am so thankful for the opportunity to be on top of the mountain, Lord, with the students, Lord, that You provided this year, Lord, that it was an unbelievable time, Lord, to hear the speakers, to listen to the worship music, to interact in the games, Lord, to get closer to one another, to be part of You, Father. Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord, that You showed up on top of that mountain, Lord, and You were a true light to every student up there, Lord, whether they're from this youth group or any other youth group, Lord. We just continue, Lord, and we just pray that You continue working in their lives, Lord. Keep giving them the heart for passion, giving them the ear to listen, Lord, and giving them the strength to be committed, Lord. Because we know, Lord, it's a struggle, and it's real, Lord. It's hard. The world is not fair. But through You, Jesus, You make everything possible, Lord. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray. Amen.